morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's a Monday morning, December 15th. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Will he or won't he? It's a question many in Illinois are asking as calls mount for the governor to step down. Republican lawmakers in Illinois are pushing for a special election by the voters to fill Barack Obama's Senate seat. The state's attorney general says that Governor Rob Blagojevich could step aside today, but an aide for the governor is simply denying that. Illinois legislature meets this afternoon and could pursue impeachment. Now, in the midst of all of this, President-elect Barack Obama is trying to stay focused. Obama will be meeting with his national security advisors today in Chicago. Sources tell CNN Secretary of State nominee Hillary Clinton will attend, along with Vice President-elect Joe Biden and the current Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Later today, Obama is also expected to tap physicist Stephen Chu as his energy secretary. That's at a 5 p.m. Eastern Time news conference. This video quickly making its way to the top of YouTube. The president coming under unfriendly fire at a press conference during this surprise visit to Iraq. His attacker's weapon of choice, yes, that was a shoe. In fact, two shoes. An angry Iraqi journalist hurled the shoes at the president. An Arab culture, throwing your shoes at someone is a sign of contempt. President Bush took the whole thing in stride and kept going with that interview. The journalist is now in police custody right now. It appears the future of Detroit's big three automakers rests in the hands of the White House. President Bush says the administration is working on a way to keep the auto industry afloat. No announcement is expected today, but the president says using money from the $700 billion Wall Street bailout for emergency loans to carmakers, it is still on the table. Plan on long lines all day today if you need to mail something. The post office says today will likely be the single busiest mailing day of the holiday season. So bring patience if you're planning on mailing any gifts or cards today. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of the day.